I believe it'll be a good one. We were talking a bit about midas. Shabbos, a little bit of discussion about that. Really, the essence of what Torah and mitzvahs are all about. The Medrash Rabba says that on the Pasuk, Imras Hashem Tzrufa, the whole purpose of Torah and mitzvahs is to refine human character. Refinement of character. Refinement means to remove the psulim. People are born with, people develop certain impurities in their personality, in their character, in their anhoga, in their midas. And the tachlis of Torah and mitzvahs is to refine and purify that character. And the Torah is full of so many opportunities and examples of how this can be done. And the whole Avodas HaMusar, but so much of the Avodas HaMusar, the studying of the insights that are necessary to understand Midas, Musa b'Espailu, is to try to internalize or exorcise the inappropriate midas and internalize the right levels and sensitivities and feelings, and in the actions that help to define deepen and refine these midas. And that's really what Musa is all about. But there's something interesting about the power of midas on a person. The chinuch in Parshas Shoftim, in the mitzvah shloila hashchis ilone machol. So he goes into a whole thing here that the inyan is any type of a bal tashchis is included. Originally, the Torah is talking about that when they come in and they take over a place in Eretz Yisrael, they come into a city and whatever they have to do to conquer, but they shouldn't loy sashchis es eitzo. And not to destroy a tree. We're not halacha lemaisa allowed to destroy a fruit bearing tree. And this inyan of a sensitivity of bal tashchis, and he explains what the sheirish is. Kedei lelamed nafshenu lehoiv hatoiv hatoyeles ulehidobek boy, that we should teach ourselves this midah of appreciation of good. Bitoich kach tidbak bonu hatoiv, and then Hashem will be able to bestow upon us teva, because we have done that to ourselves to develop this love and appreciation for good. But then deeply buried in the Dinei HaMitzvah, he says as follows, V'hamashchis shum dover mitoich chemo, a person who destroys something because of anger. Somebody gets angry and he throws something, destroys something in anger. Omru olov, shehu ke'oived avidazora. Chazal said, a person who is a person who is bechamosi breaks something is kilo over avidazora. Shekein darkoi shel yetzer hora, and he explains what this means, how this works. This is the derech of the yetzer hora. Hayoim oimeloi asei kein. Today the yetzer hora says, you're angry, break that thing, throw that thing, do that thing, kick that thing. The im yamin oisoi, if he listens to the yetzer hora, lemochor yoimeloi lech avidazora. Tomorrow he's going to tell him, now do Avodah Zorah. Today he says, go break that thing in your anger. Tomorrow he's going to tell you to do Avodah Zorah. That's why it's Ke'ilu Oved Avodah Zorah. What does that mean? It begs for some explanation. Kloimar, he says. What this means is as follows. Shekol Odom Chayov Ligor BeYitzroy. Every person is Mechuyev to engage that battle against the Yetzirah of Lichboish Ta'avosoy, and to conquer his desire ad she yagbir nefesh hamaskeles al nefesh hamis over, and he has to conquer the yetzer hara and overpower the desire until the nefesh hamaskeles, his nefesh, which is this source and this in the essence of seichel, al nefesh hamisaveh, on the nefesh that desires. The seichel has to be misgaber on the desire. Ad shetie lo leomo vehi giveres. Until the seichel will be the giveres, the master, and the taiva will be the servant, the maid servant. Le'olam voed, forever. He creates in himself this matzav where the taiva becomes subservient to the directives of the seichel. The seichel is the master, and the taiva is the servant of the seichel, is subservient to the seichel, and that's what he has to create. This is what he says is what happens as the explanation of a person who is mashchis dover b'tei chemo, what Chazal said about him, ki oivid avidu zora. A person who's koyes and does something like breaking something in such a fit of anger, he is considered ki'ilo oivid avidu zora. Why? Because what is he doing? What he's doing is he is giving a strength, he's giving freedom to the taiva to overpower the nefesh hamaskeles, rather than the nefesh hamaskeles overpowering the taiva. And this, he says, is going to lead him to avodah zarah. And not only that, he says, shekein darko sheyetzahoro hayoim oimer le'asekein v'im yamin oisin, if he listens to him, lemochor yoim aloi avodah avodah zarah. It sounds like it may not even be a long, lifelong process, but it may happen. I don't know if it's today and tomorrow, but it may happen relatively quickly that when the person who allows this nefesh hamaskeles, the seichel, to be subservient to the desire, my seichel says, what are you breaking this thing? What's the matter with you? My desire says, I've got to get out of myself. I'm so angry at you. I'm so angry at the thing. And when we do that, what the person does is he creates a matzav where he can destroy himself to the extent that tomorrow, in the not-too-distant future, he'll be an Eved Avodah Zarah. Because I guess when there was a taiva for Avodah Zarah, I don't know about today, according to this Mahalach, but that's what a person does. That's the damage he does to himself. If you think about it, it's a little bit strange. I always thought, before I saw this, that what Chazal say, kol ha-koyes ki'ilo oivad avodah zarah, is because kas is really a form of denial of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are you getting angry about? You hurt me and I'm getting angry at you? That's min ha-shamayim. Hashem made it that way. You had this rotzon hora that you wanted to hurt me? Okay, that doesn't deserve such anger. Hashem did something to me and I'm angry at him? I get so angry? Kol mad over rachmonu letav ovid. Everything Hashem does is for the good. In anger really lies the seeds of kfira, the seeds of denial of Hashem, of denial of Hashem's hatova, of denial of Hashem's hashgocha protis. In anger, that's what anger is, an expression. Yet the Chinuch says, it seems that there's something that's more dangerous even than this implied intellectual contest or denial. And that is the midah shebo. What's happened is I've allowed my nefesh hamaskeles to be subjugated, to become subservient to the nefesh hamisave, and I allow this the taiva to reign over the seichel. I've destroyed myself completely. Worse, maybe it seems, than the immediate denial and deus of what's really going on in this world is the hashchosa that it creates in midas, that now I'm no longer, I've created this, I've turned around this, the proper midas that a person should have, that the seichel dictates the emotion, the seichel dictates the taiva, when it's appropriate, when it's not, when you give into it, when you deny it, and all of a sudden the taiva is dictating what I should be thinking. That's the greatest. That's why it's ki'ilu evid avodah zarah. That's more detrimental, maybe, it would seem, than even the fact that I'm disputing the yesod hadas. Because when the hashchosa is mashchis the midah in a person, this person now, he's lost. He's a lost soul. It's all over. He now is one that can give into anything. Tomorrow, today, he's this. Tomorrow, he can be an evid avodah zarah. He can do anything. Because he's he's tampered with the system, with the emotional system inside himself, which can destroy him. So I think that we certainly see from here that the critical role and the unique importance of a person's ability to develop control and to take control over the midas and to have that midah of control as being so critical in his spiritual and I guess every form of survival, because once he loses that ability and he loosens the ability by an expression, by an act, he got angry. Tayoim lemochor, I don't know when, but relatively quickly, it's not a lifelong process necessarily. He's already undermined that midah, and once a midah is undermined, then it may be very quick that it turns on him, and he now has lost every element of control to what ostensibly is the worst possible result. To go from kas, which he's talking just about, I got angry and I it wasn't seichel dik, and I allowed my taiva to overpower the seichel once. Who knows where tomorrow you may be all the way by Avodah Zorah, all because of that. Once that mida is off, then everything can fall apart. Just one more very quick thing. In Parshas Kisetze about the schira of Masha Osa Loro Amolek. So the Chinuch goes into a thing here. He says like this: what's the inyan, the shoyrish? Lo seseh libeinu shekol ha-meitzer li-Yisroel sonu lefnei Hashem Baruch Hu. One who causes tzar to klal Yisroel is hated in front of Hashem. V'chi lefiro osoi v'aremas roiv nizkoi, and according to the level, the depth of his evil and the damage that he does, so too will his fall and his what the evil that befalls him will be correspondingly. Amalek did a terrible thing to Israel. He began to destroy us. Amalek, Chazal say, was the first one. Had not Amalek attacked Klal Yisrael, nobody would have dared to attack Klal Yisrael. Amalek broke that aura, and after that, the rest is history. Tzivonu Baruch Hu la'abed zichro mine eretz u'l'shorish achrov ad kalo. Therefore, we're commanded to destroy him completely and uproot his existence totally and completely. But it's very interesting. It seems that the extent of which he did the evil is the extent, indicates the extent to which he should be punished. But the avla is loseis elibeinu shekol hameitzar liyisroel sonui lefnei Hashem Baruch Hu. It seems to be more the fact that he caused tzar to Klal Yisroel than the extent of it is just to what extent he has to be punished for this. Or but the avla is the causing tzar to Klal Yisroel. It seems there too that we do the worst actions. What tzar to Klal Yisroel? He attempted to destroy Klal Yisroel. And in later generations, we know that the descendants of Amalek did destroy so much of Klal Yisrael. It seems that at that time too there were korbonos from Amalek. But the essence of the avla is the midah. You caused tzar to Klal Yisrael. You don't have that sensitivity to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael just came out of Mitzrayim, and you are the first one. You come and you're going to attack them, it seems that the Torah, that Kodesh Baruch Hu mons for the sensitivity, and the extent to which we carry that sensitivity into evil is the extent to which the punishment will reflect that. But the essence of the avla is that he's meitzar liyisroel. That's what sonu lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, the basis, the midah, the feeling, is it love, is it hate? Am I causing tzar? Am I doing chesed? Am I hurting? Am I helping? Those essential feelings that exist within a person, those are the most critical things, because the truth of the matter is, actions are actions. Actions, a person can do tshuva. Actions have finite ramifications, even though some of them are so devastating. But emotions and midas are the essence of the person. Somebody once wrote an article, midas, the measure. Midah also means measure. That's why the measure of the man. That's what measures the person. That's who he is. That's his essence. And if those midas are corrupt, then everything follows. And that's really the essence of the Avla. Even in Amalek, that's called Hametzar Li Yisrael, with all the rishis, with all the hatred, with all the devastation. But it's this Meitzar Li Yisrael. This is the essence of the Avla. And so I think that as we, and time goes by very quickly, prepare ourselves for the serious encounters and serious work that should be done to prepare for these encounters in the days of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the Yom Noiroim, I think that if the focus would be on Musar, which works, to be Mesakeh the Midas, then what we've done is we've not only made changes which can affect individual actions, but maybe worked, can't completely uproot, may take a lifetime, Rabbi Yisrael says, but we can certainly impact on certain basic traits of character which can make a major difference in everything that we do.